Welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. So please do what you can. If you haven't considered doing a monthly contribution, please consider doing so, you know, at whatever rate your finances might allow. And it would be greatly appreciated, because that is by and large, you know, what keeps us. We do have sponsors who you know, mention their products and services on the station, but by and large, without listener support, I mean, that is what keeps everything running here, is having that listener support. As well as supplemental sponsor added to it. But so please, folks, you know, I mean, again, you know, if it can't even be every month, at whatever rate, you know, you can do it like quarterly throughout the year, you know, at whatever rate you can afford, whatever you'll feel comfortable with. And, you know, you could set that up, arrange that for future payments to be hassle-free if you like, by calling us. And of course, but you could always just use PayPal too, you know, keep that in mind. At republicbroadcasting.org, click on donate. On the donate page, you'll find PayPal. You can just hit that button, smash that, use PayPal on the RBN website donate page for quick and easy, secure online payment. I've never had a problem with PayPal myself. I've never heard about people really having problems with it. And then of course, you could just call, like I said, call our RBN staff. They're always able to take a couple minutes. If you want to donate via credit or debit card, you can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can always mail in that donation as well. You know, if you want to stay as anonymous as possible, you might want cash or money order, or you just want to write a check, you know, you can make those payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. And we do appreciate it greatly. Please help ensure RBN can continue broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. And, well, I have quite a bit to touch on as far as headline news today. Let's see, one claim I came across here, and this is someone who has pretty reliable information, Michael Schneider. You know, I don't check out his blog itself. Anyone who wants to check out his blog, though, he's a good commentator on a wide number of topics. The Economic Collapse Blog. .com is his actual website, but I'll catch Michael Schneider's articles at Investment Watch blog generally. And he's talking about trains could stop running in the United States literally 1 week from now. There's an absolutely crippling national railroad strike potentially starting on July 18th. So we'll see what happens with that. If it actually happens, they're saying the historic supply chain crisis we're experiencing right now will rapidly become far worse. And then they go on to mention trains in the U.S. each year transport approximately 1.7 billion tons of raw materials and finished goods to their ultimate destination. If that suddenly stops, our economy goes into the toilet. And it goes on to talk about some of the labor contract issues. Rail freight traffic across the United States could come to a screeching halt July 18 if progress isn't made on a labor contract between national rail carriers and their unions. Union officials stressed that they do not want to go on strike, but argued they are being forced to consider the option in a bid to get better benefits, wages, and staffing. And, we'll see if that develops into anything significant. But, we have so many engineered crises right now. The food crisis, we've had a water control and engineered shortage, bottleneck. Well, monopolies by corporations, that the government is willing to favor. As far as the water, now the fuel, and we have the CO2 PSYOP. I mean, here and there you'll hear here and in Europe people breaking through with the real science, but it's not broadcast, it's not headline news 24/7 enough to fight this climate change hypnosis people are in. CO2 and now nitrogen. This is the big thing over with the Dutch farmers. It's just absolutely absurd. I mean, I was just reading more about this earlier. They're claiming, at least, that this has even been something imposed in Sri Lanka, one of the things related to their collapse, the nitrogen and the farmers, these globalists sort of requirements. This is totally abandoning true science in every case. But, there it is. And, the retraction, the actual correction with science, if it ever shows up, it'll be buried far back in the news broadcasts, not stressed whatsoever. Or we in a newspaper term, far back on page 46 under the classifieds or something to this. But American industrial complex is at risk of shutting down amid a self-inflicted energy crisis. Many are seeing through all of Biden's scapegoats and looking to how, well, I've been mentioning the Keystone XL pipeline, the Colonial pipeline, the Alaskan pipeline. Now we just had an update on the Alaskan pipeline. I guess I could jump ahead to that. Another Alaskan oil project shelved, potentially, over environmental concerns. The ConocoPhillips Willow project in Alaska might end up shelved after a release of a highly anticipated environmental analysis of the project by the federal government. In its analysis, the Bureau of Land Management outlined 5 alternative paths for the project, which Conoco acquired in the early 1990s. One of the alternatives involved setting up 5 drilling sites and constructing various infrastructure. Another alternative suggested fewer drilling sites, less infrastructure, more limited impact, but it turned out it got halted altogether. This actually happened, last year, they're saying? Alaska District Court judge vacated the Bureau of Land Management's approval for the Conoco's project on the grounds it had overlooked the greenhouse gas emission footprint of foreign oil consumption in its environmental review of the project. See, this is just more of the same, and I'm not even going to continue. I've been covering the fuel control mechanism, the hoax they've been spinning here continuously. we're hearing about these Chinese running to the banks, unable to get their money out with these bank runs. First, the collapse of Evergrande, they're saying, and now people unable to get their money out of the banks in China. It feels like China could be the first to collapse, you know, as a whole. I don't know if that's really going to happen. I mean, as a canary in the coal mine, China, for the West, I don't know. It's so rigged over here, you know, and it's been propped up for so long. Effects internationally can take a while to be felt. As far as the actual breakpoint, domino, falling domino moment, and it's which then triggers just a wave, a tidal wave of fear in with investors in the market, throughout speculation that it can't be undone, no matter how much rigging, basically. But yeah, they're saying the global economy is about to collapse with a crazy recession. And, you know, it's not a question. I have many economists out there, and I would agree it's not a question of if, but when. And when it would be recognized by what degree of corporate America and just everyday consumers at a separate level as well. Jim Rickards is saying get ready for blackouts in Texas. And this was a tweet he put out just yesterday. On his Twitter, Jim Rickards, get ready for blackouts in Texas this week. Doesn't Texas have a lot of oil and natural gas? Sure, but what good is it if Biden won't let you drill? Texas is dependent on windmills. They better hope the wind keeps blowing. And he refers to this Reuters article. Texas grid operator warns of potential rolling blackouts on Monday. They're talking about power lines are seen during a heat wave with unexpected temperatures. Has large stability issues. I don't know if that's the only claim, just the heat on the lines they're claiming caused this or what. But yeah, we'll see if that, once again, you know, actually turns into anything. I mean, RBN's based in Texas. I think I should mention that. Some out there are still trying to talk about afterbirth abortion. I see a story mentioned, cited some past attempt to, well, trying to cite a past case, you know, as precedent in some of the in some of their defense. I'm not really going to cover that one, I don't think. U.S. and British media referring to black Africans as Ukrainian refugees is a whole new level of audacity. It's covered by Chris Black pointing to a Twitter. Meet your new Ukrainian neighbor. And, you know, the BBC News is showing this black guy in a field. And pretty laughable, you know, in Gloucester in the UK. Bob Hoyne talking about the greatest financial bubble of 2022. And again, they're saying the greatest depression is what this collapse will be compared to the Great Depression of 29. That they already have a name for it, which I was never happy with the reference to recession, but considering how mild that bailout, well, the bailout of 2008, and I mean, we had a downturn in around 2000 for that matter, but yeah, this term recession has been thrown around a lot, kicked around a lot. The greatest depression. That's you know, it's fitting until the next time, right? I mean, we've had the first Bank of the United States, the second Bank of the United States. Then we had the Federal Reserve, the current culprit in question. One source was citing categories why the U.S. military is facing an extreme recruiting shortage. And we've heard recently how they've been going back and forth on requirements. They dropped the requirement for a high school diploma not long ago, and then they put that back in. Evidently, there were too many complaints regarding that. Before they put it back in, when they removed it, we heard just after that, within a week, that the draft was going to be open to females. And I haven't heard any change on that. The way everything's been pushing these days regarding gender, as far as the international, you know, globalist Talmudic mind warp agenda, it's pretty clear that, you know, that would be taboo to say, oh, no, you know, we can't have women drafted. No, you know, we need to see everyone as a genderless they or hem, right? Wasn't that what they were using in Sweden, a hem for everyone? Something to that effect. Years ago, I'm talking. But so we have three categories here, military facing shortages, severe shortages in recruiting. And just to, without going into much detail, I mean, political correctness is a big issue. Traditionally, a high percentage of military recruits come from homes that are both conservative and patriotic. But thanks to the Biden administration, the U.S. military has now become a politically correct madhouse. And start with President Joe Biden's inauguration day. Executive order prohibiting discrimination based on gender identity and sexual orientation. The order specifically opened doors for transgender men who want access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports reserved for women. Under a Department of Defense instruction, all military personnel must embrace the notion that gender is, quote-unquote, assigned at birth, even though human DNA and chromosomes in every cell determine biological sex long before birth. Doctors, nurses, and chaplains must provide or support controversial treatments for gender dysphoria, including lifelong hormones or irreversible surgeries, regardless of their own medical ethics or religious convictions. And of course, each June, the political correctness in the military tends to reach a crescendo. And this year is certainly no exception. President Biden's squishes proclamation on lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex, LGBTQI plus, Pride Month, sparked numerous displays of LGBT activism, including a high-level Pride Month event at the Pentagon. Marine Corps headquarters tweeted an image of a helmet sporting six rainbow-colored bullets. I'm just reading this in a surreal state, folks. This is Air Force Recruiting posted a picture of trainees running with a rainbow-striped banner, not the stars and stripes. And in Germany, Ramstein Air Force Base sponsored their second, quote-unquote, drag queen story time for children. If General Patton, this is Chris Black speaking, if General Patton could see what our military has become, he would be rolling over in his grave. But even though our military leaders are being relentlessly ridiculed, or I'm sorry, Chris Black, no, this was Mr. Schneider. Yeah, this was jumped back with these gentlemen's articles here. It's Michael Schneider that was speaking, referring to General Patton. Rolling in his grave. Wow, it sounded more like something you'd hear from Chris Black. And so you could see why. Anyhow. But even though our military leaders are being relentlessly ridiculed, they keep producing more cringe-inducing videos for social media. And they show an example. I don't know. If it's worth it, maybe I'll let you folks in on the treat later this week. But what is a self-respecting young conservative that is thinking about joining the military supposed to think when he sees something which is completely, you know, again, would make the Chinese and Russian militaries laugh? I don't know. I'll go on to points two and three and move on. We'll be right back, folks.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey, here covering news and headlines of the day. And I was just getting through these points of why the military is having trouble recruiting. Political correctness, we spent way too much time on. Number two, vaccine mandates. It's kind of a self-explanatory. And then three, war with Russia. Again, self-explanatory. You know, in wartime, a major conflict, a good chance you could die is, yeah, I'd say that could affect recruitment. And so, well, let's see, what else did I want to cover? I mentioned this previously. It's worth mentioning again, though. I mentioned it with Paul briefly yesterday, but China and Russia want to replace, well, no, actually, the European statistics one yesterday, but no, here, I want to mention this first, actually. China and Russia want to replace U.S. dollar with BRICS currencies. This was out of Epoch Times, BRICS members call for cross-border payment in BRICS currencies to challenge the U.S. dollar. And, you know, this certainly could see the actual end of U.S. dollar, petrodollar conditions, Bretton Woods conditions. All of this is fading permanently. I mean, there's no way of going back at this point. And I don't know. I see this as being a way that Western globalist forces will take advantage of the U.S. at their weakest point. That's what I see happening. And of course, everything like COVID and Ukraine and all these engineered shortages are all just adding, including the domestic politics chaos, civil unrest with stoking of the fire in every way possible. We've been seeing unfold more and more. But, you know, I'll give you an excerpt from this. The BRICS, an acronym for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, held a summit. Russia, I don't know. Maybe, we need a globalist, super nation called. But anyway, they held a summit on June 23rd. The meeting, chaired by Chinese leader Xi Jinping, was part of a lengthy series of BRICS cooperation events. It began June 6th with the second finance ministers and central bank governors meeting, and ended with a second meeting of the Committee of Senior Energy Officials on June 28th. We had an opening remark from Xi stating, quote, "We should also expand BRICS cooperation on cross-border payment and credit rating to facilitate trade, investment, and financing among our countries." But I was mentioning how, BRICS is very much about expanding. Now there's talk about Iran becoming part of it. Putin is taking this trip to Tehran. This is just unveiled hours after the U.S. claimed Iranian drone deal was struck. So we'll see again how much this affects. I don't know. Hopefully it won't make the war tensions worse. And I think this was all optics, trying to ask the Saudis, Biden, that is, to pump more oil. It could very well be true what Macron seems to have said under a hot mic, allegedly spontaneously, at least the way it was presented, that there was capacity, hearing even from his own, from Europeans. But, I don't know, a lot of people are questioning. Of course, they're going to try to use whatever they can as leverage. We don't know who's lying about. They're going to say Democrats may be buying votes by extending a pandemic emergency. We're hearing the White House is going to warn Americans that a BA5 surge is coming. This one tweet was claiming. Some experts think it's already here, they're saying, and they're showing Fauci and Walensky with reports, some New York Times Omicron fear porn article, and of course the CDC is what was some recent CDC tweet they linked here? My message is simple: it is essential that these Americans get their second booster shot right away. And that was July 12th. We still have Rochelle Walensky saying that. Okay. Wow. That's all I could say. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stick her up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey. Just updating you on how the CDC is not backing down whatsoever. They want you to have two boosters, no less, by this point. Still stressing that message. They want you to have your second booster, so four shots by this point. Rochelle Walensky is out there at this most recent meeting with Fauci, press conference, if you will. And we'll see how much for voting purposes they also utilize this. Mercola was talking about how masks, the use of these masks, of course, we've heard about how harmful it can be in so many ways. And they're saying some of the symptoms that are attributed unique to COVID, you know, could these be actually symptoms from mask wearing when you do more research into just how many negative health impacts there are the longer you wear those masks and just wearing them whatsoever? And yes, I, from what I've looked into about that, I was very convinced very quickly
even when I was curious, when I had to, for some work environments, occasionally wear, I had like a cheater. It was like mesh, you know, it was like a camouflage mesh. And I just briefly, if I had to interact with someone in a work environment. But now I don't even have to deal with anything like that these days. But, you know, I mean, even with just something breathable like that, I was worried because you may have a little bit less oxygen and breathing in waste gases. But so, yeah, that's something to look into. Mercola has that right now, if you haven't. And let's see, we have a claim that much of the Southwest is turning into Death Valley. Dust Bowl conditions are returning as water resources dry up this season, this summer, the summer of this year. We're having, a strong return of these Dust Bowl conditions of recent summers. This recession is looking like a depression over at Zero Hedge. They're talking about the housing market cratering as sales get canceled at the highest rate on record. And it was bound to happen. We'll see if it stays, if this, we actually had the housing bubble burst begin already at this moment, or if this was a precursor and there'll be a little bounce back. But, usually with buyer sentiment, renter sentiment, it's affected as well. And usually, it's hard to stop it from being a snowball effect in something like property markets, housing market. Starbucks is closing 16 stores in major cities due to increasing threats from bathroom drug dens. I have to assume this is mostly homeless people, but we've heard a lot about the abuse of the bathrooms by the homeless, especially in places like Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, and their policies, politics. So that's just more of the same. Bill Gates is telling governments to invest in technologies for payments and ID systems. And I love this quote where he mentions inclusive. We all know he's all about social credit scores, but he has this quote: "The world has a crucial opportunity to build a more inclusive and resilient economy and provide a gateway to prosperity for billions of people," unquote, said Bill Gates. We all know inclusive is the last thing on his mind, folks. He's all about exclusion potential with these social credit scores. I don't know. I'm still working on my Bill Gates voice. You know, it's a work in progress. I figure, tweaking it once in a while on the air, if you'll indulge me. But anyway, we're hearing more talk about glyphosate. I'm particularly concerned for children. A U.S. study on glyphosate reveals alarming results. And I don't see why you wouldn't be concerned for everyone, for that matter. You're not even getting the nutrients that you need in so many ways with this stuff just permeating everything around us. But that's over at Activist Post. It's a good article by a B.N. Frank. Canadians are supporting the Dutch farmers. Well, it's certainly not the Canadian government, but we have some people in the streets supporting and marching in their support of them. State by state, there's claim we're making progress against anti-speech lawsuits, First Amendment battles. I want to make sure I get everything in here. I mentioned Texas. Texas grid operator is even warning of these blackouts, I should point out. So we'll see. Some are asking, is Europe a black swan event? And I don't know. We have left-wing groups offering bounties now in exchange for doxing conservative justices. This was covered by Paul Joseph Watson over at Summit News. And I have to say, I'm not surprised. Nothing is going to come of it. You know, no one's going to be prosecuted for anything. Just like we've had the threats and the showing up at homes already, all the intimidation on the state level since Roe versus Wade. It's been especially severe, and you know, you only prosecute those the side in the left-right spectrum. The media is not currently supporting. That's all it really comes down to. And the media is finds it, well, those who control it find it useful to be rather extreme and polarized in their bias, at least with the current manipulation in the media. But in the EU, to get back over there for a moment, they're saying that waves of migration are going to come caused by a global food crisis. So, you know, starve a bunch of people, get more control, put everyone on GMOs as much as more as you can. And, you know, you'll be able to accomplish more white genocide in the process, win-win situation. And then we can source more of those raw earth minerals, you know, in those places like Africa. If we move the people to the white nations. Because, of course, you know, we need to keep throwing those cell phones in the landfills, you know, with our planned obsolescence economy. I know Chris was mentioning that last week. So we have, of course, the corporate media, to a large extent, suddenly turning on Biden. You know, it's just the timing was right, I guess. New York Times and Washington Post are both abandoning him. Even CNN can't believe how low Biden's ratings are from what we're hearing. But, you know, some are still trying to protect him because he represents left-wing politics, you know. University of Delaware continues fighting to shield Biden documents from public view. So, you know, some are still willing to go to bat and protect his image. Elon Musk has taken to Twitter after former U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the Tesla CEO at a rally over the weekend. And, well, I don't know. As long as this is confirmed, they're saying Trump called Musk, quote unquote, another BS artist. You can fill in the blank. Saying Musk had once told him privately he had won Musk's vote in 2016, which would conflict with Musk's public statement in mid-June about having just voted Republican for the first time in the midterm primaries. But, you know, it went on to have Elon tweeting that, hey, regarding Trump, Elon was saying, I don't hate the man, it's time for Trump, but it's time for Trump to hang up his hat and sail in the sunset. Dems should also call off the attack. Don't make it so that Trump's only way to survive is to regain the presidency. And then some things were brought up about DeSantis. So, you know, Musk had to put in his two cents about that. People were talking about a Trump-DeSantis ticket. And then Musk had to say, well, if DeSantis runs against Biden in 2024, and DeSantis would easily win. He doesn't even need to campaign. And he says Trump would be too old. And, you know, he should just step down for DeSantis. I want DeSantis to stay here first and foremost in Florida as governor as long as he can. Be effective at a state level where you get the most effect. After that, if he can't be governor anymore anyway, sure. You know, who knows? If you don't have someone better, how about a DeSantis Carlson ticket? Match him up with Tucker Carlson, you think? I've put off callers, though, pretty much the whole show. I'm sorry, folks. Let me try to fit in some callers here. We have John in Tennessee, possibly still holding patiently. Hello, John.
Hello, Richard. First of all, in the words of the first homosexual Marine, in television history, the immortal words of Jim Nabors, also known as Gomer Pyle. Golly, do you believe when I was in the military, if you weren't sure of who or what you were, they put you out. Now they're begging for you. So I guess we want a military of hermaphrodites. So bees, the world, and we can just succumb. You know, that's the initial comment. The other thing you brought up was railroad strikes, and that really, that struck a chord with me. Because if you remember, recently there's been some videos on YouTube where railroads have been basically looted and robbed. Boxcars have been opened, and the tracks in L.A. and New York City and Chicago are littered with open boxes. They're stealing in the open, and nothing's being done. So you got to wonder, you know, you're talking about the trains having an effect, whether or not they roll on the supply chain. There's cars that are lost for literally years. They don't know where they're at. They don't remember where they put them. So there's rail cars all over the country. No one knows what's in them, and it's been that way. So as far as the railroad shutting down, I don't think there's a big problem, to be truthful. If they shut down, you can bet your bottom dollar that the strikes were not only initiated by the railroad or by the government, but they were planned literally years in advance. Roosevelt said something when he was president, that nothing happens by accident, everything is planned. We've got to understand just how big the deception is, just how big the deceivers are. One more thing, if you'll allow me, there's a new strain. You know, isn't it amazing how they named it? Originally, it was COVID-19. How many people, Richard, know that COVID in Old English actually meant sheep? And the number 19 in Strong's Concordance means destruction. So the COVID-19 was actually sheep slaughter.
Wow.
Okay, then the new variant, the next variant that came out was called Delta. Look at the etymology of the word Delta. Then the next one that came out was Omicron. Look up the etymology of Omicron and look up the video games that were called Omicron that basically meant that man would be miniaturized and go into a body that was being affected by a deadly virus in order to save the body. Now, the latest strain that's coming out, and thank you, Mark, my friend that's a trucker, brought it to my attention. The next strain is actually, do you know the name of it? It's called Centaurus, folks. Well, what is a centaur? It's half horse, half human. Are they telling us, because I believe, Richard, they're required to tell us what they're doing. We just got to have ears to hear and eyes to see. We have to have understanding. But when I talk like this, there's people listening to me right now on RBN that have heard me for years. Some say, I know what I'm talking about. I'm sure there's others that say, he's crazy as a lunatic. He's just crazy, crazy, crazy. The next one is called Centaurus, folks, where they're telling us that they're going to do the final step in hybridizing mankind around the world, actually merging man and animal, creating a race of chimeras. Almost said Crimeans. Chimeras, animal human beings that are going to have this software in them that is going to, you're going to be a walking dead man, literally, or a dead woman. You're going to be a zombie. Your eyes aren't going to be falling out. You're not going to have holes in your skin, but you're going to be a walking dead man or woman that looks for death and cannot find it, because you're going to be, for the time being, you're going to seek death, and death will not find you. It will flee from you. You're going to be programmable. You're going to be a walking, talking, bleeding, breathing, living flesh, computerized software that's going to do the bidding of the controllers. Period. End of story. Take it to the bank. Sounds crazy, but that's what's going to happen. So if you've taken any of the vaccines, please do yourself a favor. stop now. Don't take any more, because I believe the final one is going to be when they really, when this new variant goes viral with a non-living. That's what a virus is. It's not alive. So how can you kill a virus that doesn't have life in it to begin with? You can't.
Well, these, but of course,
so
these
if you've taken your four or five boosters, right, be done with it. Do not comply. Things, folks, are divorced and death, and this is one of them. Keep your will. Keep your free will, and make your calling and election sure. Settle things with God before it's too late through His Son. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, sir. Stick around, folks. We have a couple other callers to try to fit in, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey, and going to the phones, Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Hey, what's on your mind today, sir?
Yeah, good day, Richard. I'll keep it kind of brief, but I don't get much time. But yeah, first off, let's talk about what's going on in Philadelphia. the city of brotherly love. You had a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old beating a black Afro-American man to death. If that would have been any other way, to be all over every news station for the next 30 days. But this has happened all over the country. So, yeah, Richard, there's so much a double standard against white Americans. It's disgraceful. And these laws have got to be put in check. Absolutely. And by the way, Richard, here in South Florida, I don't know if you've heard about this case with George Soros buying up all these Hispanic radio stations and all these people, these Hispanic anchors are resigning because they say they're not going to work for a communist person who's going to try to bring communism into the radio stations, the Hispanic radio stations. First off, Richard, why is that being tolerated? Can you tell me that, Richard?
Yeah, I know. I mean, we have so much non-integration
Richard,
culture from these
Richard,
people.
Mm-hmm. If
La
we
Raza,
had, if we had,
La Raza is very aggressive, you know. So
correct. And Soros is working with La Raza. But Richard, here's the point that everybody in your audience needs to understand. I'm going to call Rivero show maybe today if I have time. This is a very important note I heard in the Miami Herald. See, no other culture can get away with this. The Hispanics come here. They cry poor mouth, but they're all coming to the United States. 14.4 million illegals in the state of California. Is this on in Breitbart? 14.4 million illegals in the state of California. And there's no water, Richard. But let's get to this point.
Yeah,
the Germans
they,
that are
they,
making
they could
over
have
100.
Water. I come here and I find desalinization. We for Florida, they don't want to do that to California. They love controlling people. That go ahead though.
Well, exactly. But Richard, how come there's 143 million people actually in this country have German blood in them? Do you think they would allow German radio stations all over the United States speaking German? Do you think that they would allow? They would love to probably have a communist guy like Soros going to the German radio stations if they could, but they won't even allow German radio stations. Why is this group? The Hispanics to come here, they're not asylumated and become an American English-speaking society. They want to keep their own cultural identity, where the Germans were not allowed to do that, or the Italians, or the Polish, or the Swedes, or the Norwegians. No, this is an invasion by these Ashkenazi, Sephardite Jews to take over the world. That's
yes.
And you know what? They hate each other.
Yeah,
let's not kid ourselves.
European,
I want Paul.
European Americans are targeted here, just like Europeans in Europe, and yeah, it's because of the race, because they're people of color, as they like to call them. So they're weaponized by these Talmudic psychopaths.
Right. Well, Richard, you know the Sephardite Jews do not get along with the Ashkenazi at all. I can tell you, I got first hand knowledge of that. They can't stand each other. The Hispanic Jews cannot stand the Russian Ashkenazi Jews, and the Hasidics are even really off the chain. But you know what? They have so much power with the money they get, the filthy money that they use like Bloomberg and Sire. They're spending billions of dollars on elections, Richard, to take down Trump and anybody's a white Caucasian.
Well, when there's enough money to spread around, Tom, I'm sure the different Jewish factions are able to get along. Thank you for your call, though, sir.
You got it, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Please support RBN, folks. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.